Blog Talk Radio.
Well, excuse me. Let me clear my throat. All right. We're all good now. Well, that's one for the books, huh? Well, welcome. Introducing The Truth Lies Not. Glory be to God. I'm your host, Joel Aldous, the writer. I am. And check it out, you guys. Thank you for tuning in to this broadcast. I'm Joel Aldous, speaker. You guys gotta, you know, pardon me a little bit today. I just got over a cold. But how many know that the show must go on? It don't stop. We keep it moving, no matter how you're feeling. Because we walk by faith and not by sight. So I may sound a little different, you know, but that's all right. Because we're going to keep the show rolling, keep it moving, keep it on and popping. All right. Let me just give you a little quick backdrop about who I am. You know, I'm Joel Loud, you know, the speaker. I always wasn't the speaker. I used to be known as a shy or quiet guy. You know, I hardly spoke, talked at all. You know, just was quiet, observing, you know, looking around, peeping the scene, seeing what's happening, what's shaking, what's happening, what's going up, going down. You know what I'm talking about. Not no more. In a nutshell, you know, after I gave my life to Christ, He truly brought out the boldness in me. Used to depend on other things for that boldness, you know, alcohol, other stuff. But now I totally depend on Jesus for everything. Glory be to God. It's going to be an awesome show. I already know already because I'm already going different ways than I normally go, you know. And maybe that's because of the, you know, getting over the cold or who knows what that is exactly. But what I like about this show is, you know, whatever happens, happens. You know, we just get up here and, you know, me and my co-host, Brother Jewel. What's up, Brother Jewel? What's going on? Hey, what's up, Jewel? Now, how you doing? I'm doing good. How you over there? You know me. I'm all good, man. You know what I'm saying? Things great. We're going to have a great show. All right. That's what I'm talking about. So, it's good to know I ain't up there by myself. You know what I'm saying? I got, you know what I'm saying, me with me. All right. So let's keep it going. But more than just me and myself, and I also got God the Father, you know, God, you know what I'm saying, the Son, Jesus, and God the Spirit, the Holy Spirit with us. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of us up here just rocking it out, man, having a good old time. So today's topic is outlets. Yes. We're going to be talking about some outlets today. Kind of outlets. Well, you ever be driving around and you come to a street, you know, and then you see a sign by that street and it says, no outlet. You know, what they're saying is you can drive in here, but you can't get out. You know, you can keep going this way, but you can't get out if you keep going that way. You know, but it's not like once you drive up in there, you're just stuck and you can't really get out of there. I mean, there's a way out. You know, the way out is pretty much the way you came in. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like you're just totally stuck, like no outlet, like, you know, you're stuck up in there now. Nah, just go back the way you came, you know, and you get out. That's the outlet. The outlet is the way you came in. All right, so that solves that riddle. Thank you all for listening to today's show. Hope you all have a blessed night. I will see you all later. I'm Joel Lau, the speaker, the writer. I am. I'm just playing. The show ain't over. That's not even what I'm going to be talking about tonight. Yep. How you got him, Joel? Oh, thanks, Brother Joel. I thought that was funny. All right, cool, man. Man, are y'all hearing what I'm saying right now? Is this microphone on? Hello? Okay, yeah, it's on. All right. let's keep it moving and keep it rotating. All right, so what's up next? You know, y'all, like I said, y'all got to excuse me. You know, like I said, just getting over a cold. You know, but to God be the glory, for by his stripes, I am healed in Jesus' name. That's right. We claim it. You know, it's your flesh that wants this cold. But you have to know that your spirit, man, it's not sick. Like, I never say I'm sick because I'm not. You know what I'm saying? My flesh is trying to catch cold, but I ain't receiving. You know what I'm saying? My mind is trying to tell me that I'm sick, but I ain't believing. That's a Brother Jewel quote. I see you over there spitting my stuff. Yeah, you know, every now and again I gotta you know what I'm saying, say one of your little rhymes there. All right, okay, back in the task on hand. All right, for real though, we as people need outlets, okay? Now, it's a way to let out frustration, stress, anxiety, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, we need some form of outlet. You know, you ever, like, get so, like, I don't know, just congested with life? Feel like you're going to just explode. You know, you need some kind of outlet. I remember, like, you know, growing up, I was the type of person who would just bottle up anger, you know, get angry. Something happened, something small happened, bottle it up. Another small thing happened, bottle it up. Another small thing happened, bottle it up. And just keep bottling and bottling and bottling up until eventually, boom, explosion. Explode, kapow, you know, and who will catch the explosion? Unfortunately, some loved ones will catch the explosion, you know, and it might have been someone out there who did something little that should have might have caught something, you know, but because I was bottling it up at the time, they didn't catch anything. Am I saying you're supposed to just let everybody have it until somebody do something? No, but I'm just saying that would have been more justifiable if that person would have received the boom instead of the other person who received the boom. You know what I'm saying? It's not good just to explode on people. That's not what I'm saying. Y'all know what I'm saying, those who's listening anyway. Glory be to God, to Jesus. All right, forgive me again, like I said. Hold on 1 second. Let me just do something right quick. Hold on 1 moment. Y'all still there? All right, my bag. I'm back. All right, cool. We in a place to be. Y'all didn't hear that, did y'all? I meant not to do that over the airwaves. I guess y'all did hear that. All right. It's all good. It's all good to the good, good, good. All right. Wasting air here. Wasting time. All right. Yeah, so we got to let out our frustrations. But that's not even the main thing I want to talk about today. You know, real quick, while I'm talking about it, I'll just finish it up. You know, another way to let out frustration is to exhale. That's a good one. Let's see what else. That'll be an outlet, you know, exhaling. What I do now, I do push-ups, you know, if I get angry or something like that, so I do push-ups, you know, so, you know, get swole on them. Go for a walk around the block or something like that. Here's a good one, count to 1,000. You might be like, wow, count to 1,000? Well, hopefully you don't actually reach 1,000, you know what I'm saying? That the goal of the next exercise is to, you know, start counting, and your frustration is supposed to go away before you get to 1,000. But if I say count to 10, you might get to 10 and still be mad. So count to 1,000. Scream at the top of your lungs. You know, but you know what? That would be even cooler than just doing that. And then depending on where you are, you might not just be able to start screaming, you know. So it depends on your location. But what you can do, though, instead of just screaming just, you know, something weird like that, like, instead of just screaming something like that, you could say, hallelujah. You know, if you're going to scream, give God the praise, and then hallelujah, that's the highest praise. So that's what I do. I go, hallelujah. I mean, that might sound crazy, but, you know, it's better than saying, like, some curse words or something. Like back in the day, you know, it'd be like, beep, 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 you know, just a whole bunch of yelling and curse words. So if you got to yell, give God the praise. All right, all right. Excuse me again. Glory to God. Jesus, man. All right. But, yeah, what I want to talk about was something else. I didn't really get to it because I'm running out of time right now. So right now, what the heck. We'll go ahead and get to it. Check this out, you guys. This is the kicker right here. Check out this outlet. Now, when you think of an outlet, what do you really think about now? You know what I think about when I think about an outlet? I think about that the holes on the walls in your house. You know the holes I'm talking about? You know the holes I'm talking about. You know how my voice has changed right now? That's because we're getting real deep now. We're getting real deep into the conversation of outlets. Ha, 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 ha. So you know those holes on the wall. Excuse me, man. Excuse me 1 second. I don't know if y'all can hear all that. If y'all did, that probably was nasty. Sorry about that. All right. Anyway, yeah, the holes on the wall. Check this out, right? That is an outlet. Now think about it, though. When you think about plugging your device into the outlet, you don't really think about the fact that it's called an outlet. Because you're plugging something into it that is really like an inlet. This is something that I am plugging into, you know, but it's not an inlet. It's an outlet. So what is it letting out? Good question, Brother Joel. What is it letting out? It's letting out electricity. That's what it's letting out. Because it's a power source. It's electricity just running all through the house, and it wants a way out. So, but it needs, though, it needs for someone or something, I can say, it needs a device to plug into the outlet so they can just get rid of all that electricity that it got built up, all that power it got built up on the inside. It wants to get rid of it. It wants to let it out. Just like we want to let out our frustration, we want to let out our anger, our anxiety, whatever it is that's like a power, a burst of energy. We just want to let it out. Well, so does electricity. We want to let itself out, but it needs someone to plug into it so it can let itself out, so it can keep on letting itself out. But what is that power source that I'm speaking of? I tell you what it is. Is Almighty God Himself. He is all power. He is that power source. Now, the cool thing about Him, He doesn't need us necessarily. You know what I'm saying? We need Him. We need His power. You know what I'm saying? And He actually draws us to Himself to release His power into us. And it says in the book of the Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 4, says, "Draw me, we will run after thee." God draws us. When He draws us, we ought to run after Him. When the outlet is drawing us to it to plug in, we got to run over there to plug in. For the king, I'm going back to the scripture, it says, "The king has brought me into his chambers," for God is the king, and he's bringing us into the chambers to plug in to this outlet. And back to the scriptures, we will be glad and rejoice in thee. And when we connect with God the Father, we will rejoice in thee. And we will remember the love more than wine, the upright love. We remember this love. This is the love He has for us. Remember, He draws us. He don't need us, but He is willing to share Himself with us if we are willing to plug in. Glory to God, to Jesus. That's all I have. I would like to get more into that. I wanted to get more into that today. But part of me wasn't really feeling too great. But thanks be to God, to Jesus, that I walk by faith and not feeling. That's, did you know that's what they mean by sight? Sight is a sense. Your five senses, you know, that's just one of the senses, is sight. But faith does not operate in your sense realm. It operates in a totally different realm. You know, you have faith and then you have senses. So it's not just we walk by faith and not by sight, but it's we walk by faith and not by smell. You know what I'm saying? We walk by faith, you know, not by touch. We walk by faith. And I want to say not by hearing, but what's weird about that is faith cometh by hearing, you know, and hearing by the word of God. So you got to be careful with that one. So it's like you got to hear the word, but you just don't want to get caught up in your senses necessarily, you know. You want to be caught up with the spirit, caught up with God, you know. So that's the, you know what it is? Let's go back. Because if you're hearing things of the world, you don't want to be caught up with that hearing, you know. Because the thing about it is you can't see God, you know what I'm saying? That's the thing, you know. You're going to believe something that you can see. You're going to believe something that you can't see, you know. You know, so that's where the faith comes in, you know. But, yeah, I can see this Bible right here. So, and I believe in the word is in the Bible. So it's not so much that, you know, I don't walk by sight far as seeing the Bible. That's not what he's talking about. So if you can understand what I'm saying by that, seeing the Bible and hearing the word, yeah, that's still sight and hearing, but that's not the sight and hearing that I'm talking about far as being contrary to faith. I hope I didn't just lose somebody again. Sometimes I can get real deep on what I'm saying, and I can lose some people. Hopefully you all are still there. Glory be to God, to Jesus. All right. Well, it's time to close. So we'll have an altar call right now. Altar call, that's pretty much when we call people to come to the altar, you know, to come up, you know, to the, you know, the altar doesn't necessarily have to be like the front of the church. The altar could be wherever you're at right now. You know what I'm saying? Jesus can meet you wherever you're at right now. That could be your altar, you know. And Jesus can meet you there right now at the altar, right where you're at right now. And you can come into the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom of heaven can come into you. And you can come into Jesus. And Jesus can come into you. And once you receive Jesus, you receive salvation. And this is just, that's just the beginning. You know, everything that I talk about far as receiving the power, the electricity, you know, and the king and all this other stuff I've been talking about, all of that is like irrelevant to the person who don't have Jesus, you know. Let's make it plain and simple, you know. You got to start somewhere, though. I mean, faith come by hearing and hearing the word. So if you want to just hear it for a while so you get a, you know, better understanding or, you know, God reveal to you or draw you or whatever have you, you know, go for it. All right. I'm talking too much. I'm going to go ahead and end this thing right now. But first, we're going to do this altar call. So if you'd like to receive salvation, if you'd like to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, then repeat this prayer after me. This is the beginning. This is the start of a journey of a great walk with God in life. You guys ready? I'm ready. You're excited? So am I. All right, here we go. Pardon me for bringing all the ear. Y'all ready now? Okay, here we go. Father God, please forgive me of my sins. I believe in your Son, Jesus. Jesus, please come into my heart. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. All right, if you have made that declaration, that confession, you are now a child of the Most High God. You now have received salvation. Congratulations. There's a party for you in heaven right now. Glory be to God, to Jesus. You guys remember to keep on tuning in to blogtalkradio.com/thetruth. Lies not. I'm your host, Joel Lau, the speaker, the writer. I am. Make sure to check out Facebook, Joel Lau, the speaker. Check out YouTube, Brother Joel, Everlasting Life. You guys be blessed. I will talk to y'all next time. Y'all pray for me. Show must go on. Be it, everybody. Good night.